Greetings to all of our relatives out there today with Dakota Talk Radio. It's a beautiful day. Okay, we want to welcome you and thank you for listening along with us to Dakota Talk Radio. I'd like to start off with my greetings that I share on weekly Dakota Talk Radio and introduce myself in the language and translate that for you. So thank you again for listening to us, and we hope you to continue to listen along with us. Okay, I'd like to translate the greetings and introduction and my identity to each and every one of you at this time. I've shared with you in my language. I first of all greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick bringing you Dakota language lessons. And I am from the End Village Nakota Band here in southeastern South Dakota. And my Dakota Nakota name is Nasnawiya, which is Rattle Woman from the Gourd. And we want to thank you for continuing to listen along with us. And feel free to get in touch with us and let us know if there's something specific that you would like to hear. And we ask that you continue to listen along with us. Today's lesson plan, we want to share, we hear a lot about the indigenous peoples within the oral stories and the origins that we come from the star people, the star knowledge. We want to share a little bit about the Wichahbi Oyate, the star peoples, in the Mahbias and the clouds, the heavens, and what is they say, what is in the heavens is also on earth, and what isn't on earth is also in the heavens. So Wakanta kya Mahbiata kya Oyateki in the skies, and here Hamakochiakan on our lands here. So we want to share a little bit of our knowledge and our oral stories that are passed down to us. So we want to share at this time some of the constellations and how the Apa Owi, the sun, how that's in the constellations, and how these different Wichohans come from that. So the ceremonies, the life ways, and how that all evolves, and how that's been utilized over time. Before, you know, myself, before I come on earth, this is nothing brand new, nothing created. This has just always been passed down from our history. And take a look at some of the life ways and where they're located, and that what is Wakan has meaning to that as we pass that down. So, they say this Pleiades. They talk about this Pleiades in the English language, you know. And then for us, for that Pleiades, we call it Tayamnipa. Tayamnipa. So if we can say that together, Tayamnipa. Tayamnipa. That's referred to in English translation, like they say maybe the Tatanka, the buffalo, or the Omakashka, Oyate, the animal kingdom. And that is located, they say, in our area, west of us here, amongst the End Village people, in Harney Peak. And they also refer to that Pleiades as the Wichinchana Shakowi. Wichinchana Shakowipi. So if we can say that together, Wichinchana Shakowipi. And so the translation for Wichinchana Shakowipi, which is also referred to as that Pleiades, is the seven little girls. The seven little girls. Then they also talk about this area within that Pleiades, the like the animal's ribs. Belt guys is an underplayed, is that English translation for that. But in our language, we call that the Tayamani Tu Chuhu. Tayamani Tu Chuhu. Tayamani Tu Chuhu. Okay? And then that, also within that Pleiades and our constellations, is that Orion's belt. And then they, for that Orion's belt, they say in our language, Tayamani Chankahu. Tayamani Chankahu. Okay, we can pronounce that together. Tayamani Chankahu. Okay. And in our language, we say Tayamani Chankahu. And when we translate that, we say the animal's backbone. Okay. And then there's the animal's other rib within that Pleiades. They call that the hoop marker. When we look at the different constellations, if we look at them and study them. For that one, they call that the Tayamani Tuchuhu. Tayamani Tuchuhu. That's the other rib where we said above that the animal's ribs, and then there's another rib, and that those are the hoop markers on the constellations, and how we look at that as an interrelatedness for what's here on the Makochi, on the land, from the Wichach Beoyat and the star knowledge up in the stars, you know, we have those relationships. So there's those animal ribs and the hoop marker. So they, once again, they call those the Tayamani Tuchuhu. Tayamani Tuchuhu. And then the backbone, we said the Orion's belt. We say Tayamani Chankahu. Tayamani Chankahu. Okay. And then there's Sirius, Sirius. If I pronounce that right, that's under within Pleiades too, within the constellations. They call that in our language the Tayamani Sinte. Tayamani Sinte. So if we can pronounce that together. Tayamani Sinte. Tayamani Sinte. So in English, how they translate that is, that's the animal's tail. That's also within the constellation, that hoop marker there. And that also means that the animal's name, three relatives, because Yamani is three. And then Sinte, when we break that down, that's the tail. So the animal's tail, and then that animal's name, Tayamani Sinte, which is born of three relatives, Yamani. For three, we say Yamani. And then this area in western South Dakota, then they call that the Devil's Tower. Within the story and the origins, the oral history, they talk about that as the bear's teepee within the constellation. And then how that's interrelated to here, what is on earth here, on the Makochi, Makakan. When you look up to the Wichach Beoyat, the stars, the constellations, we look at that in our language. We have a word for that. They call that the castor, the twins, up there within Pleiades. And they say, Matotipina. Matotipina. So within the constellation, that's the bear's teepee, or the twins, when you look up at the constellation. Mato tipina. So that's where the residence of the bear is. The bear's residence or home, or also known as that Devil's Tower, they say. So there's two of them. There's Pollux and there's that Castor. So that's the markers for those area within the constellations. And then also within the Devil's Tower on Earth, they call them Matotipina. Matotipina. And then there's also the Matotipina. Within the constellation, that's the those stars that are in that, what they call that, a Gemini. So within the constellations in English under Pleiades, there's those stars within Gemini, and they call that the Mato Tipina. So that's also known as the bear tipi, or now commonly known as the gray buffalo horn. And that's usually where they have the place of that solstice sun dance. During the solstice time, many different relatives, they gather in honor of that time, and they have their wiwang wachipi, their sun dance. And then within that Pleiades too, there's also that triangulum. We call it the triangulum in Pleiades. And that's during a time, they say, when it's the springtime, the spring equinox. And so what they call that is, they call that the Chanshasha Ipusia. Chanshasha Ipusia. And that's a time of when the willow is dried, and that constellation, what is above, is also here on earth. And during that time, a lot of the different relatives, Wotakuyas, they'll come together, the different Oyates, and then they'll get together with the ceremonies, the Wichochans, the lifeways, and then they'll have that time where they come together with that Chanupa. That Chanupa is the pipe of the peoples who walk that way and live that way and believe that way. You know, they live that way, and they come together during that time, and they believe that for our wiwang, wachipin, some of our sacred rites, you know, with our chanupa, and that those prayers and those times of meditation to come together and pray for oneself, or praying for the health of our relatives, immediate and extended, and globally. You know, in our life ways as a people, we say mitakuya wasi. So we say all of my relatives. So when we say those things, then that's the way as a people. They tell us, they teach us to walk that way. So these are some of the terms and some of the meanings for some of those. And so also within that one, that Chanshasha Ipusia, in the English, within that Pleiades, that's that planet they call Aries. And so that's kind of that time, you know, when they come together next. That's another part to that Pleiades. With the one we mentioned, Triangulum, then two, then there's also that Chanshasha Ipusia. Within that constellation, they call that, in Pleiades, they call that Aries. That's when they have that dried willow, and then all the different Oyates, the Wanite o Etipi, you know, the winter camps, Hechose, you know, they are in that time, the winter camps. They call that Wanite o Eti. And that's usually the times too where they come together with the Wichochans, with that Chanupa, that peace pipe, or a pipe that we use as a people. And that's when a lot of those Wichochans begin, right around that time. And also too, like within the Pleiades, there's that time too with that Chanshasha Ipusia. You know, that Chanshasha Ipusia, the translation for that is dried willow. So as you're hearing the word Chanshasha Ipusia, that's to dry the willow, or when the willow dries, dried. Okay, so a lot of times too in our life ways too, you know, when we have that Chanupa, they use that Chanshasha. That's called that Chanshasha is that red willow that's dried and prepared so that can be utilized with that Chanupa. And it's tobacco that is used to make that Ochike, that prayer, that meditation. And they look at that time as being new again, a time of becoming new again within the Bahasapa, the Black Hills. So a lot of times, you know, our different peoples, they gather and make those prayers or those meditations for our health and to live life. You know, it's a time that is hard no matter what time we're in. But those ceremonies, those wichohans, and how they keep us together as a tiwahe or oyate, and that we can all come together no matter where we're at and give thanks and ask for that renewal and make that connection once again with our nari, our spirit. And then also then within that Pleiades, you know, there's that pahazipina. That's an area in western South Dakota. They call that the Slim Buttes. Then within that area too, how that's related to Pleiades, and then here on Earth, Slim Buttes, Pahazipina. And then too, there's that Black Butte area. They call that the Black Butte area. Heish, they call that Bahasapa. So those are some of the things in western South Dakota area that the Plains people still practice and are very closely connected to their life ways, that practice those ways on behalf of the future of our generations and for those yet to come. And then also too, there's that when they call it Peshda. That's in the translation for that is Old Baldy. They say that Old Baldy Peshda, and that's they say is in Chokatek, in the Black Hills. So within that Black Hills area, they say right in the center there. And that's the time that they talk about maybe bringing back all the different life, what is in life, and have to have that wahbana, that peace. And then that's another time they say it's another part of the ceremonies that is practice. And then they talk about that the English words is the ghost owl in the Butte. There's a Butte in western South Dakota, they call it, in the western direction of us from where we're at in southeast South Dakota. They call that the ghost owl Butte. And what they call that is, they say that in their language, they say hihankara. Hihankara paha. Hihankara paha. And they say that's the where the spirits start on their journey to that Wanare Tachanku. The Wanare Tachanku, that's the Milky Way. And in our life ways, they have that belief that when our relatives complete their journey, their Uichi money here on this Makochi, and then they make that journey to the Wanare Tachanku, the Milky Way. And then also, there's the Bear Butte. So when they say Bear Butte in our language, they say Matopaha. Matopaha. Okay, that's another origin of another sacred area. They call it Bear Butte, where a lot of our different people go and they make their prayers there. They call it the Matopaha. Excuse me, Matopaha. The Bear Butte. And then in the origins, there was a place that a lot of our people would go for purifications, and that was in the Hot Springs area. There was a springs, and today it's called Hot Springs, and that's a place where a lot of the tourist people visit in the present times. And they called that at that time, or in our language, we call that the Minikata. Minikata. Hot Springs. Minikata. So those are some of the terms that we wanted to share from the star knowledge. And then there's also maybe one more I'd like to share, and that's the Thunder Butte. And that's when they have a different ceremony when they welcome back those the Wakians, the Thunders. And then when they say when that Umpewi, that sun, that's in Pleiades, that's a welcoming back ceremony. ceremony, and they call that Wakiampaha. Wakiampaha. So that's a Thunder Butte. So today we wanted to share a little bit of that information out there in our language and how some of those constellations and names and places within the constellations are when we look up in a telescope and we see the different planets or the stars and where they're located, and then within our language and within our lifeways, those ceremonies and lifeways that are still utilized in the different ceremonies amongst a lot of our different relatives. So we wanted to share that today, and we want to thank you for listening along with us, and hope that we are able to impart something that will help you to be able to share with others, and that you continue to listen along with us. And when there is something that we can share with you, if you would be in touch with us, we would be very honored and grateful to share any requests that you may have from the language. So once again, we want to thank you for listening, and Awopi donkeni chapi. Thank you.